In this lesson, we are going to discuss the next three pathways to innovation: mobility, product intelligence, and networking. Let's start with mobility. We have had two major revolutions take place in a short amount of time: a hardware revolution and a software revolution. From a hardware perspective, our main personal computer is now our smartphone that is a fully functional multimedia computer with onboard sensors, camera, and much more. Thanks to the three digital accelerators, plus cloud computing and high-speed networks, users can use their smartphone to tap into the latest supercomputer in the cloud, as well as store almost unlimited amounts of data from anywhere, anytime. The price to make a basic smartphone is now equal to a dumb phone, and that's helped the revolution quickly spread all over the world, giving millions of people in many areas access to both communications and a computer who would have had no access just a few years ago. The software revolution is mobile apps, and they allow the user of a smartphone, tablet, or wearable to quickly personalize their device thanks to having hundreds of thousands of apps to choose from. Users can quickly select, install, or deinstall without IT intervention. To innovate using this pathway, ask yourself, how can we transform every business process using mobility? The next pathway is product intelligence. How do you make physical things intelligent? Add networked sensors. And what do they sense? Humidity, location, pressure, movement, presence, proximity, force, flow, temperature, and much more. In addition, we are in the process of connecting machines to machines so they can communicate with each other. Combined, we are calling this the Internet of Things, and it's happening fast. By making things intelligent and networked, we will be able to do more than monitor and control. We can also predict and prevent. For example, you're driving down the road and your car tells you one of the tires is about to go flat. Your GPS speaks up, service station with an air hose in 3 miles, take the next exit. How does your car know this? It's intelligent. It has smart tires and it's networked. It also knows you're low on gas, and it'll route you to the next gas station with the best prices. We already have the capacity to build with smart cement and smart steel with sensors built into them. Any tangible thing can be made intelligent. All you have to do is put a sensor on it and give it the ability to communicate through a network. This leads me to the next pathway, networking. Prior to the invention and proliferation of cable, fiber optics, 4G, and Wi-Fi, we built networks like the roads of ancient Rome, the shipping routes of Great Britain, and the railways of America. These early networks connected us in space, but left us still separated in time. As networking increases in its scope, speed, and accessibility, we are also enlarging its meaning and application, working not only in the media of text and voice, but also in video and 3D simulations. This acceleration creates fascinating new capabilities and new opportunities. Let's continue to the next lesson, and I'll teach you about the last three pathways to innovation: interactivity, globalization, and convergence that help you develop new opportunities.